Hello and welcome to my latest podcast. This is Teacher Sim. Hope you're going to enjoy today's little number. Only be on here for a few minutes, so it's hopefully something you'll be able to listen to and hopefully give me a comment about. Tell me what you think of anything that I'm saying. Alright, we're going to start off talking about the Academy. I went to a meeting on Monday with regards to the three predecessor schools all meeting together. We met with the new principal or chief executive officer of what's going to be the new Academy, and I was very impressed by him. I thought that his way in which he communicated was excellent. Any man that can stand up in front of 200 teachers and begin by saying that the communication in the process so far has been poor is really a friend of all us, because it has been poor, and it is something that has caused a lot of people concern as to what's going to happen regarding their futures. And everyone is, as you would imagine, concerned about their jobs and concerned about their conditions and so on. He was preceded by the project manager of the project, who was keen to tell us that the contracts that we'll be receiving as employees of the Academy will be very, shall we say, he would encourage us to have an Academy contract. He said there'll be some minor tweaks to it, mainly your paying conditions and your hours of work. Now, if anybody knows anything about contracts or anything about really much, you'll know that the main parts of your contract are your hours of work and your pay. So therefore, these are what you call tweaks, and that was interesting. A man who's on quite a lot of money, I would presume, talking to these things as if they're somehow tweaks. So hopefully these tweaks will be tweaking in our favour, and that things that we will benefit from going to the Academy. So he encouraged us to have an Academy contract and to see how that would affect us, and we will know in September what those terms will be. Well, it was good session, lively session, interesting for us to see what he was about and to see his ethos, and he is into the comprehensive nature of things. He's very keen to stress that it's education for all, and that really pleased a lot of people, especially from the predecessor school that I'm involved in, who have children from backgrounds that are less fortunate than others, and that was a good thing to hear. We then went into our group sessions for our individual colleges, and that was interesting also. A lot of negativity still from a lot of staff, a lot of people just having an axe to grind, and really it was just quite irritating in some ways to find people just so negative with something that they could be a part of, and they could be a part of the solution. Now, we're all in the same boat, and people talking about, you know, unsure of their jobs, they're all in the same boat, but they were saying that it's jobs are there for us, available for us if we want them, and if we've got the skills and we're needed to be there. And it's the same really with everything, and having worked in the industry previous, it's obvious that that's how it is, and I'm happy to go along with the process, so it's not something that I was too concerned about. I've got my new school, I've got my school in which I'm doing my second placement with. Now, I've got to go there for 3 weeks and observe and teach at gifted and talented students. And it was interesting to go to another school, as this is the only school I've been in, which is a small college and a community college, to go to a school that is receiving near on 100% with regards to its GCSE results. And the ethos was there, and it of learning, of behaviour, and of numbers. It was clearly a school that believes strongly in league tables and in getting the best results out of their students, and that's fine, and it was interesting to see how they worked. Well, like I said, it's going to be quite short this week, and I just wanted to tell you things are going well with me. I was supposed to be observed this week again, which would have been fine, but my professional tutor wasn't able to make it, which was rather disappointing, because he wanted to see a sequential lesson planning, and I prepared 11 lesson plans in sequence with evaluations. I spent a lot of the time the previous night getting my portfolio of evidence in order and sorted out, and unfortunately didn't come, but that's okay, the work's now done, and he'll be here soon to observe me. He's also coming to my second school to look at me there. Last thing that's going to happen is in a couple of weeks we've got an NQT starting in ICT, and he's going to come and spend a day with me, and while I'm at my other school he's going to observe and take part in some of the lessons that I teach. So it's quite exciting, and it'll be good to have someone else around and to just see what his point of view and how he works, and what kind of learning he can bring to the table, and anything can enhance the way that things are going with me, well, it's all better. So I'm looking forward to him coming. I've met him before, he's a nice lad, and hopefully we'll have a good couple of weeks together. And then it's summer holidays, and well, summer holidays means I've got to find myself a second job to pay for this lavish lifestyle that I have, spending all my day podcasting and so on. So if you've got any comments about anything, if you want to ask me anything, if you want to discuss anything about academies, or discuss or talk about anything to do with education in general and teaching ICT, then please get in touch. Next week I'm going to talk more about teaching ICT and about courses, and see if we can get any reaction from some of you guys there, and we can discuss it further. So take care, thanks for listening, and well, I'll podcast soon.